Glory to God, a new series today. How do we enter the kingdom? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being here. I bless anyone who's listening right now. Surround them with your presence. Reveal yourself to them in a new and glorious way. Only as you can. Give them a glorious revelation of you and of the great and awesome God of the universe, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Simple message today. Simple. How do we enter the kingdom? Let's first look at some of the things about the kingdom quickly. But I'll give you the answer right here in the first minute. If you just listen to 2 minutes, you get this whole message. It's that simple. And this is the message that we've likely heard it. But famous verse, Jeremiah, "You shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart." That's a truth. That's eternal right there. That's the answer. That's the answer. Amen. He gives us the answer. If we somehow to ourselves, if we're thinking, you know, I don't know if I have it. Well, we just haven't sought Him with our whole heart. That's the answer right there. We really don't need anything else. I'm going to give some info in this short message, but remember that it's simple. And that, you know, He's God Almighty. He's a consuming fire, a jealous God. A great man of God once said, the Holy Spirit is of a particularly jealous and sensitive nature. Jealous, what does that mean? He's zealous for us and wants us all for Himself. And it has to be that way. Amen. That's when the great things happen. Quickly about the kingdom. Jesus said the kingdom is at hand. In fact, that's the first thing that's recorded that He said. The kingdom is here. Remember, it's very simple. The kingdom is literally God Himself. And that's the whole theme. Of course, it's that simple. Now, the more mysterious part of that, the mystery, is that it's up to us, the relationship that we have with Him. It's up to us. That's the mystery. He talks about entering the kingdom. He said, unless you be converted as children and become as a child, you shall never enter the kingdom. He said how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom. And we could go on and on. We should always be reading and looking at Jesus' words, meditating on them, letting them reveal glorious, eternal truth and life to us. He said the kingdom is like this, and He gave many, many parables. He said the kingdom is like a man who gives talents, you know, to three people, 1 and 5 and 10, or 1 and 2 and 5, and he goes to a far country and then he comes back to see what they've done with it. The person who got 5, he did trade and got 5 more, and he had 10. The person with 2, he traded and he got 2 more, and now he had 4. Well done, good and faithful servant. The other one, well, he went and buried it. He had fear, and then he also was fault-finding. Right there, that parable, it's I want to emphasize that it's a mystery, that it's a glorious mystery, that it's up to us. I don't want to emphasize, you know, there are harsh aspects, right, of just everything. We know that there's the good side, and then there's the hard side, the bad, the difficult. You know, there's two sides to everything. There's God's love and mercy, which is as high as the heavens are above the earth. So great is His mercy for those who fear Him. But there's the other side. There's His justice, and there's His judgment, and all of that. And so when I talk about it's up to us, you know, we could view that as harsh, right? It's you know, we might think that there's pressure on us, and that, you know, how are we going to do this? We just seek Him with our whole heart. We rely on Him. We're guaranteed victory. He always wins. And once we are seeking Him with our whole heart, there's these glorious mysteries that will begin taking place, and it's supernatural, and it will be like, wow, this is... We will be speechless before Him. And it's from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from hope to hope, from life to life. From what does that mean? From glory to glory, from one glorious revelation to another. Amen. This is what He offers. And so, back to this, you know, entering the kingdom means it's a place. It's an actual place. You can only enter a certain place. And quickly, I want to list a few things that are, again, common sense, but let's keep them in mind. Repentance is such a key. That's the first thing Jesus said. Humility, such a key. Humbling ourselves before Him. Such common sense. It's only normal. Then number three, passing those tests. He's going to test us in different ways. He's going to test us generally, just our whole life. I've said this before. This was not my idea. I read it. That, you know, our life on the earth is a temporary life. It's a dress rehearsal. It's essentially like a test. It's to see where someone will go for eternity, but also what will they do with what God has given them. That parable of the talents. Everyone's been given a certain amount, and so that's a big part of the test. And then number four, faithfulness. Will we? I just read the other day, Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will He really find faith on the earth? Can you believe God Almighty asks that? He's asking. I believe that He's asking. I believe, you see, and that's another aspect of how it's up to us. You know, are we going to respond? Are we going to walk in the light of what He's shown us? I want every message, just about every message that I might give, to be positive and encouraging and emphasizing how simple it is. So simple. And so easy too. Once we are seeking Him and we're in Him, it gets to the point where, yes, it is easy. Think about it. With God Almighty with us, if God's for us, who can be against us? We're guaranteed victory. We're guaranteed that we're going to have the wonderful things that every human desires. Fullness of joy. Jesus said, joy I give to you. Peace. He said, these words I have spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is fixed on you." Joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's the takeaway. That's a final word. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen.